Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
And then I think what also makes the Packers extremely unique is unique to, again, the 32 football teams in the National Football League is they don't have an owner. And so their ability to kind of like draw a line in the sand and follow a structure of how they want to run the organization. There's no input from an owner. And again, this is nothing against, you know, the owner of the Cleveland Browns. I'm saying it could be Jerry Jones. It could be Robert Kraft. It could be, you know, the Haslam family. They have football individuals running that department, and they are very collaborative, and they have a very like set in stone way of going about business, and they stick to it.
Former Buckeye, former Packer, former Charger, former Leary Catholic standout. You know him and love him. He's Matt Wilhelm, and he just joined us on the Fan Hotline. Dan, he's Dan Menigan. He's in for Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Look, I think the one thing that we all look at when we look at the Packers, Dan, is we say it is interesting that they always seem to draft the next quarterback while they have a great quarterback. They kind of see the end of the road, and that they're willing to give said quarterback the time to grow before they actually have to be in the spotlight 24/7. And I think it's hard not to look at that formula and say, well, this is why it works in Green Bay, and then to want to emulate it. But for some reason, teams don't want to emulate it. They want instant success. They want to go out and trade for it, or they want to throw a first-round draft pick out on the field within 30 seconds of the draft. And when you look at the Packer way, it's sustainable, and it has been for decades.
Andrew Brandt always had the great line, who, you know, I love having him on the show. I love talking to him about all things Green Bay because it kind of feels like you got the one guy who left the Packer mob who is willing to tell you how the mob thinks. You know, you typically, once you get into the family, you don't leave the family. Andrew Brandt left the family. And he's always right when he says, when it comes to Green Bay, the best time to draft a quarterback is when you have a quarterback. And so that's the problem that many of teams find themselves in, is if you're at the top of the draft and you're drafting a quarterback, it's because you don't have one. And so it's very easy to find yourself in a cycle where you're just throwing guys out there instead of letting anybody develop. It started with Don Majakowski and then them going and trading for Brett Favre, and Favre was going to sit until Majakowski got hurt. And then, you know, Magic Man goes down, here comes Favre. They haven't turned their back since. Drafted Rodgers, let him sit for, goodness, 2 or 3 years, somewhere in between there. Jordan Love sat for 2 or 3 years. I mean, it's the best time to draft a quarterback is when you don't have one. And the biggest fan of any team is the owner. That's the biggest fan on the face of this earth of your team. Like, Jimmy Haslam is the biggest Browns fan you'll ever meet in your life. As much as that may drive some people crazy. Why? Because it's his money in there. And he wants it to win, because then he can go to the owner's meetings and brag, like, I'll get out about how good he is at his job and how good his teams
are. I think that's overrated. I'm going to be honest with you. I hear a lot of people say that. It's no offense to you. I hear it all the time. I just like,
what, the biggest fan is?
Yeah, no. Do you think these guys, I mean, is the ego thing at the owner's meeting really that gigantic?
Yes.
Is that, you really think so?
100% yes. You don't think Jerry Jones walks in there strutting his stuff?
No, but he's Jerry Jones. Like, who wants to be?
You don't think Robert Kraft was strutting his stuff the whole time? Throwing his weight around? You don't think they gave Dan Snyder all sorts of hell for the fact that he can't get that team together?
I mean, it's like walking out of homecoming as the homecoming king and feeling like you're the homecoming king. And how long does that last?
If you are,
I wouldn't know. I wasn't the homecoming
king. Nor was I. Try to think of the PC way to put this. That's why I'm stalling.
Yeah.
If you are the head honcho of the guy who won the whole thing and looked the best as you walk into a room full of 30 people who could also put their checkbooks in front of you. And the one thing that you've got over them is the fact that you whooped all of them in the thing that you own. You're not going to brag about that all day, every day, all day, every day. That's the thing that the Packers,
you know, how
have.
We get on players for not just handing the football over to the referees and getting back and doing their job.
We mean,
why shouldn't we hold the owners to the same standard?
Can't get rid of them.
Act like you've been there before and that you want to go back and win another one.
You can't get rid of them. You can't fire the owner.
Yeah.
You can't. It's the same argument of why you fire the
owners to the same standards. I want to hold the owners to the same standards that I would hold the players to.
Oh, but I'd love to. I would love to. The problem is you can't move on from these guys. I mean, we've got laws for that that say, hey, you really can't force people to sell these things unless you're the NBA and Donald Sterling. And there's a lot of, you know, existential things. And same with Robert Sarver and a lot of existential things going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's what the Packers do so well is that it's a board and the board appoints a president and the president goes, this is what we're doing. Like right now, it's Carmen Policy's kid. I can't think of his name right now to save my soul. But it's Carmen Policy's kid. And he's looked at Brian Gutekunst and has said, this is the plan. This is what we're doing. And that was right after Ted Thompson stepped down. Or no, Mark Murphy was forced to step down because of his age. And they went and got Carmen Policy's kid. And away we roll. I mean, that's the way that this works. They appoint football people as the president of football operations. Then that guy appoints a GM who appoints everything down from there. And everyone's on the same path.
Let's go to Kentucky. Ryan's in Kentucky. Hey, Rhino, how are you?
How are you, Ryan?
Hey, Menigan Baskins. Hey, gentlemen. Great conversation. I want to chime in on the just unique scenario of the Browns, obviously, when it comes to, obviously, drafting, like you alluded to. Just an F. Literally, I mean, the Packers, is as envious as we are as Browns fans and envious for you, Menigan, as being a fan of them, just knowing what they're doing, obviously, when it comes time to just drafting, just an abundance of riches, obviously, would dating back to Bart Starr, obviously Favre being traded from Atlanta, et cetera. Just knowing what they're doing from the top to bottom with the GMs and the front offices. I mean, I want so badly to our organization to just get it right when it comes to ownership and GMs and just drafting. I mean, our arch rivals in particular, the Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens, just they're not just drafting first-rounders that are serviceable players. They're drafting Hall of Famers, man. And we're stuck here, obviously, just Justin Gilbert's and Johnny Manziel's. It's just that's how it all starts. That's how a locker room's evolution of a winning mentality starts. It's just by getting it done right in the beginning origins, obviously, which is the draft and the front office, et cetera, and then worry about the Hectors and the Joes and the X's and O's as it comes along. But with that being said, I mean, it's just another unique scenario with just kicking rocks and shaking your fist at the sky as a Browns fan, while the Packers are just loving life. And Menigan, I'm sure you are too right now with the trades and everything about it is the complete polar opposite from the Browns. Hats off to you guys and the Pittsburgh Steelers and Ravens. But at the same time, I'm envious as a Browns fan. I just feel this is just one of those years again, but hopefully we can do it right somehow, some way. Hey, great interview real quick with Matt Willem. That St. Ed stuff is really cool. You know, just
it is, isn't it? I think it's definitely, thank you. Appreciate the phone call there, Ryan. Yeah. I do think he's in a unique position because North Carolina is in this. Like, if I said to you, and I said this, I think, right away when Bill took the job at North Carolina, I was like, why wouldn't you want your kid to play at North Carolina? I mean, I can't think of a better path to the NFL if anybody still respects what Bill did. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I don't know how it's going to work out. And I know it's weird, like, you know, like he banned the Patriots scouting staff from being there, but if the Patriots want to go see any of the North Carolina kids, they can just go on the road and see them.
There's a lot of funky stuff going on. I hope the on-field product overshadows what's going on with the funky stuff for the sake of...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
All those kids.
Roman is in Canton. Hey, Roman.
What's happening, Roman?
What's up, fellas? How we doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
It's beautiful here in Northeast Ohio. I just wanted to give you a call, and I want you to let me finish my point before you interrupt. There is no possible way Jimmy Haslam is the biggest Browns fan out there, and I'll give you one good reason why.
Yeah, prove me wrong.
Fans want their teams to win, and let me finish. It is not that Jimmy doesn't want the Browns to win. He clearly, you know, has made mistakes, and he's fed up with those, and he's made that point very clear. But Jimmy is going to make his money no matter what. Clearly, from what we've seen in the past, since he's bought the team, you know, the team has it's been more beneficial, and it has made him more money than it would have when he bought it. So he's not a fan of the Browns. He's a fan of making money. At the end of the day.
But here's the other side of this, right? You're going to make money owning an NFL team no matter what. Like, you're going to make money hand over fist. It's the number one sport in the country. They keep signing more cable deals no matter how this goes. So how do you separate yourself? How do you make more money? How do you prove to everybody around you that you're better? You win. You win, you win, you win. It's why they are the biggest fan of their particular team. They have to walk into those meetings. And you don't think the other owners are pointing and laughing at Jimmy Haslam when he does silly things like draft Johnny Manziel? Or you don't think owners are pointing and laughing at him when you draft Justin Gilbert without meeting with him in person? Or you don't think owners are pointing and laughing when you do all these different things that make things go wrong? Like, that happens all the time with these meetings. Why? Because that's how you talk to your friends. You don't think these guys bust each other's chops like that? I mean, that's how humans operate. If you ever want to look into it, I can never remember exactly which Michael Lewis book it is. I think it's The Undoing Project, but don't hold me to it. But he does a whole chapter where he talks to Daryl Morey, and Daryl Morey always says, I loved having the owner in the room when I made the choices with the Houston Rockets. You know, Daryl Morey from here was the Houston Rockets GM, now the Philadelphia 76ers GM. Because he goes, if I have the owner in the room with me, that's the pulse of the fans. Because the owner is the biggest fan of this team you're going to find, because he's the one who's signing the checks at the end. He's the one who's putting his name on top of it. That's why the owner is the biggest fan of this whole thing. Jimmy Haslam feels the same way. Jimmy Haslam wants his team to win more than you could ever possibly imagine. He doesn't, like, you don't buy it and then use it like, I want to tank this because I've out of spite. You buy it because you want to make money and you want to win, and winning makes you more money.
And there you have it. And that's a segment. I'm just kidding. Tom Withers, our good friend from the Associated Press, emeritus, and sometimes sits down on the show, will be with us next. We're going to talk to him about the Browns. We'll get their point of view going into this week's game, maybe some quarterback questions. Also, as we kind of look and see, you know, what's going to happen at this quarterback spot over the next couple weeks, because he may have some answers, and we'll get them from 216-474-0092.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.